O namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
O namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
O namo bhagavate vasudevaya.
Hare Krishna. 39. Bhavishyatas tava
badrav.
Abhadri jataradamo. Lokan sapalam streams chandi.
Lokan sapalam streams chandi.
Streams is log. Muhur akrandayishyataha.
Muhur akrandayishyataha.
Bhavishyatas tava badrav.
Bhavishyatas tava badrav.
Abhadri jatara dhamo.
Abhadri jatara dhamo.
Lokan sapalam streams chandi.
Lokan sapalam streams chandi.
Muhur akrandayishyataha.
Muhur akrandayishyataha.
Bhavishyataha.
Bhavishyataha.
Will take birth.
Will take birth.
Tava.
Tava.
Your.
Your.
Abhadrao.
Two contemptuous sons.
Two contemptuous sons.
Abhadre.
Abhadre.
Oh, unlucky one.
Oh, unlucky
one. Jatara Adamo.
Jatara Adamo.
Born of a condemned womb.
Born of a condemned womb.
Lokan.
Lokan.
All planets.
All planets.
Sapalan.
Sapalan.
With their rulers.
With their rulers.
Treen.
Treen.
Chandi.
Chandi.
I didn't say three. Three. Chandi.
Chandi.
Haughty one.
Haughty one.
Muhu.
Muhu.
Constantly.
Constantly.
Akrandayishyataha.
Akrandayishyataha.
Will cause lamentation.
Translation in purport by Srila Prabhupada.
O haughty one,
you will have two contemptuous sons born of your condemned womb. Unlucky woman, they will cause constant lamentation to all the three worlds. Purport. Contemptuous sons are born of the condemned womb of their mother. In Bhagavad Gita 1:40 it is said, when there is deliberate negligence of the regulative principles of religious life, the women as a class become polluted, and as a result there are unwanted children. This is especially true for boys. If the mother is not good, there cannot be good sons. The learned Kashyapa could foresee the character of the sons who would be born of the condemned womb of Diti. The womb is condemned because of the mother's being too sexually inclined and thus transgressing all the laws and injunctions of the scriptures. In a society where such women are predominant, one should not expect good children. In general, somebody has got to keep their senses under control. You cannot expect everyone to have that power. It is a greater conquest to defeat your own mind and senses than to conquer over a kingdom, to win an empire. The Kshatriya is not as glorious as the Brahmana, who has won the battle of the mind. And such a Brahmana can help others along the same line of self-control. Only by that is it possible to have a good hope of getting extracted from the entanglement of material life. Although Krishna is very attractive, is supremely attractive, and devotees have been practicing becoming more and more attracted to him. They understand, devotees understand that that is their prime business in life. But they can become distracted if they indulge in illicit, unregulated sense gratification. Then they fall down. They lose their determination to become attracted more and more to Krishna, to give everything to Krishna. That's why we have regulative principles. So that we can maintain our pure determination, our ambition to get Krishna's lotus feet. If we're instead thinking about how to enjoy this material world in very ridiculous, insignificant ways, then we lose track of our real purpose. And we lose our strength. You know, this, our purity is the strength, is the force. Is that the phrase? Yeah, purity is the force. Therefore, Prabhupada has given us some regulative principles. Some. Bare minimum. These are not the regulative principles of a Paramahamsa. These are regulative principles of a decent human being. But yeah, without that, we're down to the level of animals if we can't even follow these four regular principles. But we're coming from cat and dog civilization. So the practical step is, first of all, become a decent human being. Then we'll talk about Paramahamsa. We've got foolish devotees who want to ditch their gurus and run off to Radhakund and indulge in the pretense of performing Raghunuga Bhakti. But first, become a decent human being. Then you can talk about that. Then you can dare to transgress on Radhakunda. So we're being taught these things in Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam has a strong theme, especially in these cantos. First two cantos are introduction. Third canto, here we get down to serious business. You know, what a disgusting mess the material world is and how stupid it is to be entangled in it. That is the prime message of cantos 3 through 9. Renunciation, even though it's only one of the 10 topics. It's not even called renunciation, it's a liberation. Mukti-arhitvanyata-rupam svarupena-vivastitihi. Liberation means to give up your false identification and become situated in your real identification. It's two things. You've got to give up your false identification. So that part is even only half of one topic. Hitvanyata-rupam, giving up other identifications. So that's the, can be called renunciation. That's a big theme in these cantos of the Bhagavatam. We read about so many cases of persons who were not pure devotees, who suffered because of material faults, and learned their lessons the hard way. We can learn from hearing. Or we can hear and also have to do it ourselves. First class intelligence, as Prabhupada explained, is to hear and then not do the wrong thing. Second class intelligence is to hear and still have to do the wrong thing and then learn from the school of hard knocks. Third class intelligence is to hear, not listen, do the wrong thing, and still not learn. And for such third class intelligent person, according to Prabhupada's explanation, what is required is argumentum ad baculum, argument from the stick. Maya has to just beat them, at least until they're rendered harmless, or maybe they'll learn the lesson by being severely beaten by Maya. Anyway, we should at least be first class or second class intelligent. We should minimize our indulgence in sense gratification and make some sort of truce with Maya so that we don't get beaten too severely. And strive for Krishna's lotus feet. Because as long as we're still eager to enjoy the material world, we're going to have a hard time focusing on our goal of Krishna's lotus feet. They're available, but they demand, what's demanded of us is total dedication. Hare Krishna. So, I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Okay. Hare Krishna. Thank you, all glory to Srila Prabhupada, Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.